Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2024. It is a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Growing Pains.
Yeah.
With Fizzle K.
Fizzle.
And your host, Ethan Bazinga.
And me.
Yeah, I'm hosting. I've already introduced you. Yeah, how are you?
I am unwell.
You are unwell. The new year has not treated you very nicely.
No, it hasn't. Mum and Dad gave me a cold over Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like it cycled through your whole family.
Yeah, but do you know what? It was intense. It was an intense
It was
flu.
Olive.
I think Olive's tired.
Olive was the first with the sniffles and the flu. And then it sort of went to you. Who did it go to next?
I think my mum.
Yeah.
But my mum also works in a nursery, so she's true, with kids all the time, isn't she? So.
Yeah. But yeah, Christmas, your mum and dad had it quite bad, and they made it through though. So I got to give a big
They did. They did make it through.
They
trooped
smashed
on
it as well. Yeah, they trooped on, and they put on a good shindig for being that ill.
Yeah.
Because I saw your mum on Boxing Day. She was not in a good place.
No, she was
like on the sofa. Like
I feel that. Mine sent me sideways.
Now you've got it.
I do have it. Yeah.
Had a wavy New Year.
Yeah. We watched Barbie.
Yeah, we are parents.
Yeah, we watched Barbie.
We're parents.
It's a good film, though.
It was. Do you know
Ethan
what?
Enjoyed the feminism.
We'll speak about it in a little bit, but I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But yes, Christmas was lovely. Olive had a great time.
Olive did have a great time.
But it's the new year, isn't it?
It's the new year, and it's raining.
It's horror.
It's so bad.
It's horror. I went to the darts last night.
Yeah.
I drove home, and the weather... that's a Jesse Lingard reference for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
My brain's really like, okay.
Pinging about right now.
But anyway, I was driving home last night and I could not see the car in front of me.
That's not safe.
It was absolutely honking it down. Mm. Water spray everywhere.
Mm.
And you know what I want to do?
Makes you feel like you want to go on holiday.
Boom. Well, speaking of holidays, remember last week I was talking about potentially learning a new language, seeing as I got a load of trips planned for this year, it'd be handy to learn a new language.
Maybe the listeners are the same. Maybe they want to work in another country in 2024. They might have a trip planned or they might be thinking of travelling next year.
Definitely, which is why we're happy to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Babbel. Babbel is your one-stop shop for languages, from the very basics to becoming fluent in other languages.
Oh yeah, I've been having a look at the app and it's just so handy because who has the time to go to classes to learn a new language? It's so much easier to use the app for 5 minutes and do some learning that works around you.
Smart, isn't it? Way easier to know some language basics. No one wants to get caught needing the toilet after a couple of drinks and not know how to ask in another country.
Well, don't worry, because Babbel have got you sorted with their app and online service.
Babbel can help you with everyday conversations, building up your vocabulary, practice for conversations, and build your confidence speaking.
It's like your personal language coach offering you in-app feedback and progress trackers.
Right now, Babbel is offering Growing Pains listeners 6 months free with a 6 month subscription by using the code Pains. Go to babbel.com/play and use the promo code Pains for your 6 months free. That's babbel.com/play and use the promo code Pains for your extra 6 months free. Babbel, language learning that works. But yes, we watched Barbie for our New Year's Eve party.
We did.
Yeah, so Faith went to like a out of hours hospital thingy.
Yeah.
To get your illness checked out or whatever.
Yeah.
You got swollen feet, swollen ankles.
Bro, my feet really hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my feet were so painful.
But you went to instead of just going to a polyclinic or whatever it's called.
No, I actually went to the hospital.
Yeah.
But then they have an out of hours GP bit in there. Yeah, so that's obviously where I was sent.
The system was really good.
The system was so quick. I was in and out within 2 hours.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo to the
big up hospital.
NHS, man.
Yeah, big up NHS. I was like the only one in there.
Yeah, that's sick though.
Yeah, the only drama queen that day.
It's me, Mick.
I was like, I'm dying. He was like, no, you're fine.
But yes, you come home. Well, you didn't actually come home.
No, I stayed at my mum's house, didn't I?
Me and Olive battered down the hatches.
Bro,
and,
I was so ill. So ill. And I was like, I just didn't want to give it to Olive because I was like, how painful my throat was. I was like, bro, she's not going to be able to breathe if she gets this.
No.
So I was just staying at my mum's. Yeah.
We battered down the hatches and daddy did a good job.
You did
a good
job.
We played outside. We did loads of stuff, man. We was living a vida loca.
That's good.
And then next day, she resorted to whacking me with her new mobile phone.
Yeah, she's sick of you.
She's got a Peppa Pig phone that you can press a number and it'll dial Ellie the elephant or something.
Yeah.
Bro just started whacking me on the shins with it, but found it hilarious and was going and whacking me. I said, no, can't do that. It's bad. I wasn't encouraging it, but I was more just filming it because I wanted to be able to show her whack at me.
Yeah. No, it was a funny video. Oh, we got brand new sofas. We've done it.
Oh, holy smokes. We're all over the place. Yeah. Welcome to a like family life update.
Yeah. God.
We've done it.
Yeah. We've got new sofas in the kitchen.
Yes, we do have those. Yeah.
And they're good.
They're good ones.
Big up Kalchek.
Kalchek.
Something like that.
Yeah. You said it was spelt like Suchek. you thought it was Suchek.
I thought it was like Suchek, like that. But Ethan, I was like, Ethan, how would you pronounce this? And he says couch.
It's a play on like couch, isn't it?
Like couch ex. Yeah. So big up them.
Big up them. They sorted us out with the kitchen sofas. Yeah. Nice little black number.
Yeah.
And then in the living room, we got the same sofas that the old Sidemen house had.
Yeah.
So you was watching the more Sidemen video on the TV. Well, you wasn't. I was watching it. And then you went, oh, those sofas look nice. And I said, yeah.
You was like, yeah, they're great.
And they're
so
comfy.
But I was like, how great, because this is important. This could be our sofas.
Yeah, so you messaged Tanya.
Yeah. I said to you, I was like, would you be open to getting those again? You was like, yes, absolutely. I was like, we've finally done it after months.
We've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
We got a different colour. Ours are on cream. Ours are like more grey.
Yeah, they're like a platinum-y silver grey.
But they are lovely. I'm a big fan of our living room setup now. And I could see the vision. The vision was correct. Well done, Queen. You popped off.
I just wanted to open up the space a bit more because we've got such a big living room, but it was so blocked off by them.
Yeah, just the U.
Yeah. But now you can walk in and out.
We sold one of the sofas.
Yeah, we did.
Which is very funny because Faith doesn't know her left and rights.
Oh, yeah.
She advertised it on Facebook to her like friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So one of your, is it your mum's friends or something?
Someone that I used to be at another stables.
Okay, yeah. So she replied saying, yeah, I'll have that sofa. Faith was out. So, and sofas are heavy, by the way, especially like U-shaped sofas. Even like the pillows that you take off.
They're really heavy,
right? Yeah. So in preparation, I took the sofa apart and everything. I then sent a picture to Faith and said, I've prepped it all. This is the sofa that's going. Nice. She went, no, it's the other one.
Yeah, because that's the left.
No.
Listen, logically speaking, when you have L-shaped sofas, there's a left L-shape and a right L-shape.
No, there's just a normal L and there's a mirrored L.
Yeah, and that's the right one. So the actual left L would have been the one on the other side of the room.
I can see your point.
That was my point.
But on the post, Faith advertised.
But they're talking about the left one on the picture.
Yes. But so she said,
to me, I would have just gone the left L facing.
The woman said, I'll take the one on the left. Looking at the picture, the one on the left in the room. So I'd take apart the one in the left. I put it back together.
You didn't have to do that though.
Put all the pillows back on, take apart the right one. And just as I'm about to start loading that one into her van, she went, no, it's the other one. And I said, right. I said, I'm sweating at this point. I said, are you sure? Are you sure you're taking this sofa? Let me just double confirm with you. She said, yes, it's that one. I said, no problem. Great. So then I took apart the other sofa again and helped her load that into the van.
Yeah. Good job.
She kept calling me muscles.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Because I was putting on a show.
How about?
I wasn't naked or anything. I was fully clothed, but I was just...
Get on that.
Get on that. get on that. We can get onto that later on.
Yeah.
New sofas, love them. Big fan. Well done, Queen. The vision was right.
Thank you.
And we used the sofas to watch Barbie.
We did.
Because I promised you probably about 2 months ago now that I'd watch Barbie with you.
Yeah, you said you'd go to cinema and then that just never happened.
Yeah, because it gets put on Sky Cinema like instantly.
Yeah, and then we just never watched it.
Yeah.
But I think you only watched it with me because I was ill. You felt sorry for me.
No, I didn't. We've got to do something on New Year's, haven't we?
Yeah.
We might as well spend time together.
Yeah. And that finished at like 9:30 and then we went our separate ways.
Well, you needed to go to bed. Really.
I went to bed. Yeah,
it was you that you was peppered.
Yeah. I couldn't stay up anymore.
No,
I liked the film though.
But the film was good. I'm going to get into a little bit.
You like the horses?
I like the horses. So one, they did a very good job with the humour.
Yeah.
Like there was certain little bits here and there that proper made me laugh.
Yeah, when Margot Robbie was like crying, she was like, I'm just ugly now.
Yeah,
and then there was that note to the producers. If you wanted her to look ugly, then Margot Robbie was the wrong person to cast.
Wrong person.
Film.
It was. She's like, yeah, I'm not naturally pretty or whatever. And she got no makeup on.
Yeah, she literally looks stunning.
And there's a little voiceover that comes in like, yeah, no, this is not the person to cast.
Yeah, literally.
That made me laugh. But I like the stories of the film. I think there's underlying tones there that were actually very good.
Feminism.
Yeah, the feminism was good feminism, though.
It was funny feminism.
It was funny feminism, and it was also cute, wholesome feminism.
Yeah, no, it was a nice film.
I got to big them up for that. And I also wanted to raise, it was nice to see. So basically, what I think is women should be able to feel... Not even just that. They should be able to feel like they feel in the film, right?
Yeah.
Like with like they just feel powerful. They want to do their own shit, whatever. I respect that. But what you can tell from the end of the film is, I think, that they portrayed really well is men just want to be like seen. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is like a major thing for men. Men don't really care about the... Obviously, power isn't a big thing in men's world.
I think men,
but in relationship terms, men just want to be seen and appreciated. That's like that makes them feel wholesome.
Yeah, of course, I understand that in a relationship stance, but most men, as a whole, it's a power.
If you're talking about business, yes,
yeah. Because I think
doggy dog world.
Yeah, exactly.
But even then, you can get vicious women like that.
The eye of the film is the men run it.
Yeah. Yeah, but he tries to, but then at the end, this is what I'm saying, when they get it back, his whole thing is like, as soon as she was like, she started just saying, you are you, blah, 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 whatever. Men just like to be seen and appreciated rather than like.
But remember, the roles were actually reversed, so that's actually the women.
Yeah, true.
Because the stance of the film is the women have the power, don't they? So the roles are reversed, so it's actually the women, because he's. There, Ken. God, you're going to have to watch this bloody
hell. You confused it now.
No, but you
but
know
the way
where
you're
I'm
explaining it is Howler.
Yeah.
You're like, you've done a Cadbury's Twisted here.
So, it's Barbie's world.
Barbie world, yeah.
Barbie
We're talking
world
about Barbie world.
In real life is men. Yes? But in that film is women.
Everything, let's just simplify it. Everything in Barbie world
is opposite.
So, the women hold the power, they hold the Supreme Court, they hold the everything, yeah?
Exactly.
They own everything.
So when you're talking about at the end, the men just want to be seen, blah, 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 be like all heartfelt. Yeah. That is actually the women.
Yeah.
Because you guys have the power, so we just want to be seen.
But you are seen in relationship terms and stuff. You're like adored instantly. That's the whole point where it's like women and pets from the minute they come out.
Pets.
They are though. Like the minute a dog comes out, it's immediately loved.
Yeah, because it's so cute.
Men aren't immediately loved.
And why is that open?
No, but it's true. You've got to earn your worth as a man. You do have to earn your worth as a man.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fair dude.
There's some very cute people who would be immediately loved. And some men with only a face and mother could love. It's just the way the world
works. No, I'm not talking about like, as in like love as in the simplest term of like, oh, look, he's cute. I'm saying like, in a broader term of life, you have to earn your worth as a man. You do have to do that because otherwise you get pushed to the wayside. You go around now, you go outside on the streets of London and go to a woman and say, your man, your potential future husband, how much do you want him to earn? How much do you want him to, what kind of lifestyle do you want for him?
Yeah, but men are like that with women now.
But for the history of time, especially it's worse now. You see it on TikTok where they're like, what do you want your man to earn a month? They're like fucking 10 grand.
Oh, I see engagement ring ones. How much a man got to spend on a ring?
Which is, again, such an alien mindset. So my point here is, men, if you don't live up to this 1% standard, you just get pushed to the wayside.
Mm.
So you, as a man, like you could leave me here now and within an hour have a geezer.
Yeah.
I would have to graft someone for fucking weeks.
I don't think so. You said it yourself. Got blue tick.
Bro's
just sliding in with his advantage card.
In social media terms, that works. But I think it's a good debate anyway. Yeah. I think you could live a very... you're pretty. You've got pretty privilege.
Thank you.
So you could leave the room and go and
I don't even think it's pretty privilege. I just think it's being a woman.
Yeah.
And
but this
men,
is what I'm saying. It's a breeze.
Men are weak.
Yes, they are. They're stupid.
Yes.
That's what they are. They're dumb. Men are dumb. I'm dumb.
It's just, hi, I'm a woman. I like you.
But what my point was is, I think... especially in today's age, if you don't even reach or if you're not even trying to be seen to be reaching something like a goal or whatever, you just get pushed to the wayside.
Yeah, you say that, but then there's a lot of like pretty, very pretty girls that love like a bad man.
Of course.
So
that's
again,
been a stereotype for years.
So not really a stereotype.
But that not a stereotype, but that's been like a cliche for years. It's like, I think when women grow up, they realise... that's silly.
Oh yeah, everyone starts there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they move on.
That's what I'm saying. But it's the toxic ones that stay in that cycle.
Yeah.
And they
I feel like it is just about finding someone nice. You've got to live with them at the end of the day.
You do have to live with them.
Because people say, oh, you get with them for the money, you get with them for this, that and the other. Yeah. But there's only so far that will get you with you liking that person, like enjoying their company. You've got to enjoy their company to be able to live with them forever.
Yeah.
I can't live with you forever just for your money. Do my head in.
So was that like a backhanded compliment of like, I actually like you lots?
Of course, yeah.
Thank you. That's really quite cute.
That's my way of saying I love you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's right.
See, guys, she does. She does, I promise. Well, that was good. Yeah, Barbie's got some very good underlying tones in it. And I for one, as a traditional male,
yeah,
was quite, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was good.
It softened me up.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, nice. You did a stable date with Talia, that threesome.
I did.
That popped up. Do you know what? I saw comments saying as well. I think because of TikTok, people don't like you on TikTok.
Yeah.
They assume that...
Let's start afresh, F1's 2024.
Yeah, exactly. Let's start afresh.
Find an agreement.
I do agree that. So because people on TikTok don't like you, they assume that everyone else just don't like you.
Yeah, I know.
So I saw comments that were like, oh, it's actually really nice to see like you and Talia together. Bro, you talk to Talia lots.
All the time. I text her all the time. Yeah. I text all the girls.
Yeah, exactly. All the girls.
Yeah. So, I'm actually friendly.
It's very funny how the internet shoots. So KSI's got a... I don't know why I called him that.
Yeah, I was literally just thinking. If you see my eyes, I was like...
It's because he's got a community on Twitter called KSI Twitter.
It's
like a gated community. You have to get into it. I'm in it. But I refreshed it one day and it just said, someone just put in there, feel like JJ don't like Faith. And I was like, how do you even come to this? Like, bro's just putting something and I'm happy. Someone quote retweeted it and was like, how does your brain even come up with a shit? What's led you to believe that?
Yeah.
For one, right? JJ, when I sent pictures of your Christmas decoration stuff, he's lovely about you. Mm. He's like, oh, did Faith do all that? Oh, she's a keeper, bro.
Yeah.
Bro says like nice things. And then with the Christmas song, he was the one that put in the chat, oh, this is hilarious. I'm going to get on board with it. That's when he tweeted me saying, answer your phone. Bro found your leader... found it funny and got involved. We didn't ask him to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in the group chat going, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
So KSI does like Faith.
Thanks.
And Talia likes Faith.
Oh, wow.
Loads of people like Faith.
This is good.
Let's start a hashtag we like Faith.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's going to go so bad.
But we do like Faith.
Thank you.
You are fun.
Thanks.
Your stable date was good, though. And Talia called me a mini Dachshund.
Yeah, she did. It was funny. She kept going, like, Doberman. And I was like, any other breed here?
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, what breed is that, Simon? What breed is it? She's like, Doberman. Who's this person? I'm like, oh, they're like Doberman. I was like, Talia, bless her. She's Doberman's got miniature Dachshund, Mushu, and a Doberman.
I don't know why she didn't say Josh was Mushu, because what breed is that? That they've got? Chow Chow.
Chow Chow.
Yeah, so... Mushu looks like Josh. If you get a picture of Mushu's face.
Yeah,
there,
I see that actually.
Bro, Josh was here first. Mushu looks like Josh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you now, facially, it's the same person.
Yeah, I see that.
So I don't know why she didn't say that.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good fun. It was funny. I made her eat the pony nut, but I've changed the pony nut since the last one.
Okay.
So they used to taste like digestive biscuits and it was actually all right.
Oh, they're a bit rank.
These ones were like,
did you eat the pony nut too?
Yeah, she made me.
Oh, yeah, good.
She didn't make me. But what she was like, I think for the content, you should try one. And then at that point, who am I to say no?
Watching her shovel the poo was funny. Watching her shovel the poo.
Yeah, she got number one.
Yeah.
Cal Freezy remains the worst.
Well, I mean, she did look so gentle with it. Like, even I'm a bit rugged in there. I just fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, Cal Freezy's work ethic in there was absolutely outrageous. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if he remained last forever.
So she's the best.
Talia was definitely the best. Chloe Burrows had a little bit of moaning. Yeah. You know, she went heartburn in it. But Talia tried.
Who's next?
Oh,
the stable
date. I think we're trying to get Freya. Freya's highly requested.
Apparently, Freya grew up around horses. Yeah, That's what I saw in the comments.
She's highly requested.
All right, well, you've heard it here first, Freya. It's time to get your poo scooping gloves on.
Yeah, there's a couple people on it. After Freya, I'd like to try and get a boy on.
A boy?
Yeah.
Are you going to go on another date with a boy, are you?
Yeah, I'm on.
Cool, that's a slap on the wrist. Naughty, naughty.
Funnily enough, the moaning has stopped.
It's a woman.
After freezing, it's just been girls. I've not had no hate about the trend of the show, so it's odd.
No. Well, big up. Falls of the stable dates.
Yeah.
More to come. You're actually like, you are a more consistent YouTuber than I am.
I am, but I'm...
If you exclude me from the side,
I'm
then...
I'm also done with the hard work now.
That's not going to come across well at all. Don't say that.
Listen, Charlie Rocks, bless him.
Charlie Rocks, yeah.
He does my videos, but he's very great in small amounts. Charlie, I love you, but I have to spend so much time with you. Can you just... Oh.
Is it overwhelming, is it?
Sometimes it can be, yeah. And it's
no, not him. I said, is it? Not him. I just said, is it all?
It is. And he messages me all the time, like, Faith, we need an idea. Oh, you got a film. I need a date. I've got 24 hours to turn something round.
Do you have an inch of your heart that now sees what we do as the group as like a...
No, I've known for a long time that what you do is stress. Yeah, of course. And it's like I say, it wasn't before I did the music. It's not until you actually do it.
Do something, yeah.
Yeah, because I would have, before getting with you or whatever, or when I was first sussing you out and I watched a couple of your videos, I was like, oh, so she's going to play hide and seek. That's fucking easy. Like, yeah. Brilliant. He's gone round, hid round South End and sat in the... Tippy Tower all day. Great. It's not until you actually do it. Yeah. It's mentally draining.
Well, it's like,
if you're in a bad mood, you still have to show up and do it.
It's so much fun. I get to, like,
for hours.
Say, I get to go and have fun, right? But you're also thinking, what's good for the video?
Yeah.
Do we need to have a moment here? How's this going to be edited? Do we need to chop this out? Do you need to do this bit? And then if it's your video, if a location falls through, like when I was doing the cheap versus most expensive flight, we had the locations booked, then one flight fell through. So then we got a private jet like 2 days before. This sounds such a privileged conversation.
But oh my God, my private
jet. It's one of the things, it's logistically, we've got the money to make whatever happen in a video. Yeah. Sidemen doing, this is not me, I'm not bragging about money.
Yeah.
Sidemen have got enough money to make whatever happen, but like 2 days beforehand, my whole plan fell through.
Yeah,
so then you panic and you're like, oh fuck, all right, do this, do that. It's just chaos.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you are a good YouTuber, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but I do feel like this year I want to change it a little bit, because where I work my filming dates around yours, yeah, I feel like this is the part that gets tricky, because a lot of mine, I'll film on a Saturday and then it has to be edited, turned around for that literally the next day, so under 24 hours. And I feel like those ones, I just think, oh, for God's sake, like...
Stress.
Yeah, so I feel like this year I kind of want... I don't know if it'll work, because I don't know if anyone else does it, but you know, I've got my stable date series. I want series instead of keep on having to come up with videos. Obviously, I did the ice skating, I've done like the cooking. I feel like I want...
You should really just be smart with the stable date thing. You should film like two or three in a day. Like, you should book out one day.
Yeah.
Because they're only, it's like an hour of filming each.
Yeah, true.
You should literally just say, all right, I've got Theo in from 11, and then I've got Reeve, and then I've got, I don't know, fuck knows, Proddy.
True. Yeah.
Like, you, and just do it. And then you've got three episodes now that you can spread out every other week. But just do that.
Yeah, I usually do one a month.
Do like little cooking series.
Yeah, well, that's like what I was going to do. Then I was going to do like, people have asked for things of what they're good at, because I was surprised that I could do the ice skating and things. So a series where you find what you're good at, whatever, and do that. So say like Luke Littler, he's just doing the darts. Can I be a darts world champion?
Yeah.
That kind of...
That's a good one.
So then it's easy
Luke,
to pay...
The Nuke. You heard it here first.
I do actually want Luke on a stable date. I said that to you yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Can I go on a date for a 16-year-old? Might have to change it to stable mate for 1 week.
You should do... So down Faith's shed in her garden, her dad's got like a proper dartboard set up. You should do it down there. Proper ghetto shed. Like, just be like, come down the shed, lad.
Yeah, true.
Get on this dartboard.
True.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
But yeah, anyway, and then just a whole series of like just being with the horses. Do you know, with one of them cameras that just follow you, because it's nice and easy.
Well, Olive's getting older now, which is ideal, because she can actually sort of behave a little bit.
Mm.
Like if she's watching the horses, know to stay out here, whatever.
Yeah.
She's getting a little bit older.
Yeah. And plus, hopefully that keeps the cost down a tiny bit, because wow, December with that music video.
Yeah,
that
cost
was
a lot.
Expensive.
Cost a lot, all to get 60K dislikes. Unlucky 40. Sucker.
40.
No, it's on 60K dislikes.
But yeah, we're still watching it in January. Get a life.
Do you know what killed me as well? People are like, oh, if you're gonna make this one's drama about it, at least make it good. Mate.
I did that. Mate, we wrote that song in 2 days, mate.
My diss track was fucking shit. So we caused drama. Mine sounded like spoken word shit. Oh, free throw. It's just shit. Anyway, moving on. You spoke about Luke the Nuke.
Yeah.
Luke the Nuke.
Oh, okay.
He is absolutely battering people at darts.
He is.
The World Championships is on at Ali Pali.
Mm-hmm.
We've been for what, like the last 3 years?
You have, yes. Yeah, I've been selective.
Yeah. So like last 3 years in a row. My God, he just like, it's mental to watch.
Yeah.
Because like, he just seems like, well, he has been doing it since he was about that big. Mm. But like, the big stage is not getting to him.
I do love the baby videos though.
Yeah, the baby videos.
Yeah, they're cool.
But like, what I'm saying is like yesterday, was it yesterday? No, the day before yesterday. No, it was yesterday. I'm getting all my days confused because I'm all over the gaff. I was there last night, basically.
He was there last night.
But he played in the afternoon yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he played a geezer called Dolan. And he just battered him, brushed him aside. He just seems so natural. He's even giving the crowd like a little bit of bosh, bosh. Oh, what should I do? Bosh.
Yeah.
He's loving it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just feel like maybe he's young though, so it's like a different, maybe he's not pressured by it. It's a little bit.
Well, he's in the semi-final now today.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And if he gets past Rob Cross, holy shit, he could win it.
Really?
He could win it.
I want him to.
It would
perhaps
be mental.
Scenes. Can't even go out after, bless him.
Well, we was
house
there.
Party.
We was at the darts.
Yeah.
And after his match, I got a tap on the shoulder from security guard and he goes, oh, Luke really wants to meet you.
Yeah, he come up to me first. I thought I was in trouble because I was sitting down on my own because you guys were all around the walkout bit and I was just like, I was sitting down at that point. He was like, are you Bazinga's girlfriend? I was like, yes, sir. I was like, what have I done? I've not done anything.
Yeah.
And then and he was like, oh, like, and he started saying, oh, will you tell him when he comes over? I was like, I'll just go get him.
Yeah. And he was like, he tapped me on the shoulder and he was like, yeah, Luke wants to meet you. Can he get a picture of you? I said, yeah, absolutely. He said he can't come out here because he'd just get, which is fair. Because Sky Sports got him, like mainstream media got him. Like at the minute, he's the biggest thing in darts.
Mm.
So I had my Paddy Power pants on with my little, the hat of fluff coming out, like pubes.
Yeah, pubes.
And they took me through and the security guard was not happy. He went, he ain't coming through here like that.
Oh,
yeah. So I had to go and dress myself. I was like, oh, it's a bit of fun though. Like, well, it's a bit of a laugh, isn't it? It's a dance. Anyway, took me downstairs, spoke to him for a little bit, had a picture with him that apparently they showed on Sky Sports as well at one point. Lovely guy. And Falls are the littler. Hopefully, gets the win tonight. Bosh.
Big up.
But yes, I played at Ali Pali. That was my point.
Last night, yeah.
So last year, or was it the year before? I don't know. But last year I done a 9 dart challenge against Russ Bray, who is the voice of darts. It's just mental, that voice. It's so good. He's retiring at the end of this tournament.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so there won't be any more.
He does this all the time at home, by the way.
I do, yeah.
So
you've got the one geezer that goes 180.
Yeah.
You got him 180. And then you've got Russ that goes 180.
So don't be surprised when I'm not laughing here, because he does this all the time at home. And for like the first three times I laugh, but this is like the 150th time. Literally in the car on the way here.
Fucking Olive giving me side eye in the back seat. I played on stage this time versus Elliot Hackney, who actually works at the Filler Studios. And I got to tell you a story, right? This geezer, he practiced the night before in the pub.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And then we get to the venue and he starts giving it the big and like, I'm from Stoke, so like it's in the DNA, do you know what I mean? And he's giving it the big, and then we meet John, who's like the presenter of everything. And he just before going on stage, he's like, yeah, you're right, John. Yeah, love it to me. I'm from Stoke as well. I went, you don't know how small that board feels when you get up there.
Yeah.
Like in a pub, whatever, you stand there, it's fine. When you're on a stage with a fucking backdrop that big and you know that there's God knows how many people behind you, it's like a movie. You know when they do like one of them zooms and it just gets smaller and smaller?
Yeah.
It seems miles away. I said, you what? You're going to chuck it in the one and shit your pants. What did he do? First dart, double one. His first two darts, he scored 5.
Aye.
And his fucking sphincter went... and then he got battered, yeah. So with my last 3 darts, all I had to do was score 10 and I stuck it in the 20, hold that. Uh-huh. But this time... Last time I scored 76 against Russ. This time, I think I was on 71, then I scored 45. So what's the maths?
I don't know. 120.
No, it's 150.
Today.
What's the maths? 116. So in 9 darts, I scored 116, which is over, it's over 10... points a dart,
We should just stop trying to work things out.
I've anything
noticed
math,
the current theme
with
this podcast. Whenever we try and work something out, we go, what is it?
Yeah.
Proddy.
apparently, what's weird, right, is last time I played Russ at it, the comments were so overwhelmingly positive. They was like, oh, no, I see Bezier doing this, whatever. Class, really enjoyed watching this, whatever. This time, you know, like boxing.
I see the comments, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like boxing has like the killing fucking guards, hate these lot, yeah. Get them out, hate these lot. It seems like...
The Brexit of boxing.
It seems like darts now has the old guard too.
Yeah.
And they was not happy that I got to play darts.
No?
No, not at all.
What were some of your favourite hate comments?
Well, apparently Proddy's got some, but I can just load up the...
this is a game I like to play. What's my favourite hate comment?
Bro, there was some... Twitter had some great ones, but Instagram's got some belters as well. I'm going to try and load up the things, but it is... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was the atmosphere good when you was playing?
Bro, at one point, it doesn't come across well, but there's one bit where I go like that, and I'm like, fucking come on, because there was one section over on the left that Elliot scored like 14, and then I stuck like 40-something odd on the board. I was going, come on, and they was going, yeah, but it just doesn't get picked up.
I was going to say, bro, it just doesn't get picked when up. I watched your video, you was doing that, and it looked bro, like no so one sad. Did anything.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, there's a group on the left side.
I didn't want to say anything, bro, but I was like, no, I don't think no, anyone did anything.
It was, and again, they're a fun bunch, so they was giving it large. Even at the end, when I was going, da-da-da-da, oi, that's why I was on the left side of the stage, because they was giving me a reaction. But it looks awful on the video. It's just silent of me going like this. It's so cringe. Right, here we go. I'm just going through all the things. Michael Van Gerwen, by the way, honked it. Bro was chucking up like fucking 70s. Bro had a howler.
Bloody hell. You have to scroll for him. I have to do is open up and read the first one.
No, don't worry.
Top comment.
I'm just going to go to the ones on Instagram. The Instagram ones are funny. Yeah, yeah. So... Elliot, he tried to get himself out of it. He commented.
Can I read some?
He put, who let me up?
Yeah.
Go on and scroll through some of these. You read out Proddy's and Harry's too.
Okay, so Proddy has put, lovely touch from official PDC, an amazing make-a-wish for Elliot Hackney. Harry has put, mate, where did they find that Hackney bloke? He stinks. okay, one sec. I've got some backing you here. I could probably play with just my mouth and I'd still be better than both of them. Chris has said, who?
It's poo darts. It is poo.
Elliot, lad, is not bad for that 14-year-old, to be fair. oh, Jesus Christ, someone's left a paraphrase, not even reading that. Cringy now. Yeah, valid.
Yeah, valid.
Bro thought everyone knew who he was. That's definitely for you.
Yeah,
is this supposed to be funny? Face plant. And the crowd goes mid.
That's very valid.
Look at all these Muppets that don't have a sense of humour. Oh, that was a good one. Sorry.
That was a good one, yeah.
I wondered why you liked the comment. It's because I like bad ones.
Because, do you know what? It's like I said, last year, it was fine. Then this year, I feel like over 2023, everyone just got so like bitter and like...
Pair of pricks turning darts into a YouTube channel. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No way he's 16.
Why have I been bought into it? Shouldn't have got Faith's little puppet a go. He's a silly little runt with a C instead of a R. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, I think he means to say C U N T, but he didn't want to put it. Bro, just type it. Your mum's not on IG. Relax. Just type the word. What have I got to do with it? You're my silly little runt.
There was some... Where's the ones on Twitter?
With a C, not an R.
There's one on Twitter, yeah. And it was so funny, the replies. There was like one geezer who was like, Ironside Kev or something, yeah. He was fucking raging.
How funny.
We got Twitter. I don't even know who this Melt is. Please keep this guy off stage and give actual people who care about the sport time on stage. Shame that tool got a chance to play on the stage. Basically,
Twitter's vile though.
Basically, for people that don't know, right? Because I have an audience,
yeah.
It brings eyes to PDC's channels, Sky Sports Darts channels. They do invite people from the crowd up to do that. It happens before the games.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It isn't like a big event where they go, everyone come in, bazingas on stage. They don't do that.
Yeah,
it's just a bit of fun for the people that are already in the venue. So yes, for people that are getting angry, they do invite other people up there. Competition winners a lot. People get to play. I'm not hogging the darts, don't worry.
Mm.
And by the way, it's 9 darts.
Yeah.
Who else we got? To be fair, people have started backing it now. Please never do this again. Embarrassing. Seen the clips, my gran can throw better. That's a Sky Sports one. Yeah, love how he tried to get the crowd going. They were having none of it.
Yeah, do you know what? I did think that.
Oh, it was bad. It was.
Yeah, it didn't look great.
Yeah, not a single person in the world cares about this. And the crowd goes mild. Oh, I think some of them have been deleted, mate, because it is very funny. So I've got a really bad, like, eye condition, essentially. It flares up. I get, like, really dry eczema-y skin around my eyes. It's like psoriasis, but around your eyes.
Yeah.
It's really fucking unfortunate because it makes me look like I've been on a three-day bender.
Hard drugs.
On the fucking packet and all sorts. Yeah. It makes me look awful.
Yeah.
Even now.
I can confirm it is just psoriasis.
It is, yeah. And it flares up in the winter, especially around Christmas
time.
Cold, if you watch the last Nine Dart Challenge, it's there as well.
So you just look like you've just been doing sniffers in the toilet.
It looks like I've been on a fucking tear up over New Year. It's awful, which I haven't. But yes.
We was watching Barbie New Year.
Exactly.
No packet involved.
But yeah, very fun time. And again, I want to say, come on, Shan. I want to say thank you to PDC and all of them lot, because they hosted us.
Yeah, we had nice
We went with Face Brothers. They hosted us then. And then they hosted us for that and let me play on stage again. So big thank you to you. So shout out to you lot.
Yeah, big up the darts.
Yeah. We also went to Winter Wonderland. We checked that off.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy Winter Wonderland, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Just
very funny. I went in disguise and that again.
Yeah.
You sort of did.
No, I did. I matched you.
Yeah.
You can't say I sort of did because we went in disguise. Ethan just pulls his mask out. It's itching my beard.
So for like the
And then everyone recognises him. And then I'm like, pull your finger. He's like, I can't. You love it.
So I don't love it.
You love it.
No, for the first 2 hours we were there.
And no one knew.
No, I kept it on. But
yeah, no one
knew. You've got to understand, right? Again, with my sensitive skin, I get really itchy.
Yeah.
And then I end up with dry skin under my beard. And my neck flares up as well. So I've got this fucking snood on, I've got a hoodie on, I'm boiling, all to just not be, like, followed around.
Hang on, babe, they want a picture. Hang on.
I don't know.
Hang on, babe, they want a picture.
That's not paint a bad picture. I don't. But yes.
At one point, so we saw Jamie there.
Jamie was there with all the boys, yeah.
Yeah, he was there. And can I just say, me and Ethan just got off a ride and he saw, like, Jamie's whole, like, group of boys.
Posse.
Yeah, all the man dem were there, yeah. Ethan didn't tell me. Usually, if you're walking with someone, you tell them when you stop to see someone. I was talking to myself like I'm up here, walking to the next ride on my own. I turned around, a girl was then come up to me, Faye, can I get a picture? And I was like, yeah.
Mm.
Where's Ethan? And I said, and I was looking around, I was like, have you seen Ethan? I was walking on my own and I didn't know where he was. And she went, oh, I think he's over there. And I was like, oh, thank you. Had a picture with this girl and I was like, where the hell is he?
Yeah,
and
then you turn around,
but because she was in like a group of puffer jackets, I couldn't see you.
Yeah. Well, I knew where you were, so I was going to come.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah, I wasn't going to lose you, don't worry.
I felt like I lost my mum in Tesco.
But yeah, it was fun. It was cute. We had a lot of fun. We played a lot of games.
Yeah.
I did a very silly thing.
What?
With maths again.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a dart game there. So dart orientated, you know. I'm just ruining darts for everyone. That's what I do. It's another sport I've ruined. So there's a dart game where they've got 3, 2, 1, 0 scattered around in this like honeycomb sort of thing. And you have to get a total of 6 to win a toy. Faith had a go and got 5. I had a go. I whacked one in the 3. I whack one in the 1 and then I whack one in a 0. No, because you get 5
zero
darts,
and then
don't you?
Two, yeah.
So then I whacked one in a 0 and then I whacked one in a 2, which adds up to 6. However, I just ignored the fact that I hit a 1 and thought I got 5.
You said, bollocks.
Bollocks, and walked away. And then I went, oh my God, I hit 1 as well, didn't I? That's 6.
Yeah,
and then Faith was like, go back. And I was like, I can't face the embarrassment now. I've gone, because boss man's going to tell me no.
Yeah.
He's a smart man. He's just had me for tenner.
Yeah.
He's going to say, no, tenner again.
Yeah.
Do it again. So that was an L. But I like the big rides. So when we usually get there, we just smash out all the rides, don't we? Then we have something to eat and then we do whatever else, play the games. It's a good system. I like the system. So we get on the rides, but then there's a big one, right, where it loads you up and then you go to the top. And it was windy.
Mm.
It was so windy. So it whacks us at the top. Her face up there just jittering around. She doesn't like these big rides anyway.
I don't like heights.
So then it starts going. It's like a big, just spinny roundy thing. I don't know how to explain it. It's a pole with seats
like
on either
hammer,
end. Yeah, it's a
but it's massive.
It's got seats on either end and it spins round, right?
Yeah.
And then the seats also rock and spin as well. And Faith was screaming like I've never heard Faith scream in my life. I was fucking pissing myself.
That's on you, fella.
I was pissing myself. I looked over. You didn't even have your eyes open to be screaming.
Yeah, we had to do the ride again. I missed it all.
No, we didn't. You wanted to do it again.
Yeah, because I missed it all.
Yeah, Faith went, can we do it again? Because I'll keep my eyes open this time. I was like, you're not going to.
I screamed the whole time and my eyes were shut. I missed all of it.
I feel for everyone else. The ride, because the screaming was intense, man. It was mental. I was pissing myself. You said it going, ah!
I didn't like it.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, Winter Wonderland's cute. Probably do it again next year. Next year we said we'll go during the daytime, didn't we?
Yeah, we're a bit over guy now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're growing up.
We are growing up. And it's dark at like 3 o'clock now anyway, so who's going to tell him?
And we can take Olive next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, take Olive.
Yeah.
She might not get on the rides actually, but...
I did take Olive in December.
Yeah,
she didn't care.
She probably just
slept. She did not care.
Talking of big news.
That was a good side in Derek.
That was me there. Yeah, that was awful.
Uh-huh.
I've been in deep trouble.
Why?
Because I rejected the Misfits offer. How dare you, man? Just fucking fight, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I have seen some comments that have said, you said that you'd beat Joe up, blah, 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 and now the money's not right. So they think you're too comfortable. And if you're too comfortable, you get slapped up.
It is funny. Seeing everyone's reaction did make me laugh.
Yeah. Bro, you're not going to fight for no money at the end of the day.
And I know everyone was mocking me from saying that I'm Ethan from the Sidemen and stuff like
that. It is true.
Which doesn't bode well with me going like that. and there being no audio, by the way. Someone should... that's a great edit, by the way. Yeah. I'm Ethan from the Sidemen and just fucking me.
Next to the Tommy Fury clip.
Yeah. But listen, if we whittle it down to just me,
yeah,
I've got Side Plus, Sidemen, all these things.
He's a busy man.
I don't need to do it. It was more like... listen, if the money's right, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And everyone's allowed to think that they could beat someone in a fight, by the way.
A lot of comments as well that are saying, oh, you've got all these things and the money and whatever, so what's the point in doing it? And that just backs the whole point of, if the money's not right, why would you do it?
I'm not going to undersell myself, especially to give someone else their biggest payday they're going to get.
Yeah. Ooh, hold that.
But let's be real. If he fights, I don't know, who's going to fight?
No, I'd fight for Joe's wage, to be fair.
Yeah, well, anyway, who knows? If they come back for a different point throughout the year, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, cool beans. I
feel like you should never take the first offer anyways. It's just life, isn't it?
Which I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Joe fights, then have a good one.
He may as well just fight Swarms at this point.
Swarms. Where's Swarms? But yeah, man, fuck it.
Yeah.
Who knows? But Anthony Taylor, do you know him, don't you?
Pretty Boy Anthony.
Yeah. Jeez, look at you. You know all the taglines in the Misfits fighters.
I've been watching them.
Bro's been watching. He is tweeting me like, I just decided to fry him because I'd had enough. It was like 8 o'clock in the evening. I was like, fuck this guy, bro.
8 is late for us parents.
Because I think as a character, he's hilarious, right? Yeah. But he's also such a fucking beg, man.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but...
Was this on Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. So he tweeted like, how's Bazinga Grand going to decline its first Misfits offer and say blah, 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 know your worth or whatever. And I was like, bro, if you could suck Mamsie's any harder,
yeah,
it'd be in your sternum.
Yeah.
He was an MMA fighter that fought other trained MMA professionals that has now transitioned to fighting YouTubers.
Instagrammers, yeah.
And TikTokers and influencers. And he says he's a company man. You're just a beg. That's what you are. You are just a beg. So I said, Misfits say jump, you say how high.
Yeah.
We're not the same.
Yeah.
So don't think that I'm you.
Yeah.
You have to do this.
Yeah.
Like, that's your thing. You have to do this. You have to fight other people.
Yeah, it's true. It's not got much.
You have to fight TikTok influence because you wasn't good enough to fight actual people. So suck his some more, and guess what? You'll probably fight another 3 times this year. Bravo! I look forward to watching them.
Yeah.
But don't think that I'm the same as you.
Yeah. No, it is true.
Yeah. Anyway, Misfits drama's over.
Yeah.
Talking about someone that was involved in Misfits. Tommy Fury's missus, Molly May. Molly May has admitted her and Tommy don't get intimate adult time. She wants to get porked. Right. She wants the porky poo.
Yeah. I also did say on the podcast note, do you think this is an overshare? And as soon as I read that, I was like, we do not have any right to comment.
Oh yeah, is it good she's honest about all this or do something needs to be kept private?
Yeah. Coming from us, do things need to be fair, kept though, private? Jesus Christ.
I think we've reined it in.
Over. Yeah, I get texts from my best friend like, Faith, don't say stuff.
Yeah, I think even Talia said it before, didn't she?
Yeah, was, TMI.
You guys are rogue.
So that's not our place.
But I think we've reined it in over the a time period. Is it because she's honest? I suppose if you dress it up as we don't get intimate adult time, then you're just letting the world know that we ain't pork to no more.
Yeah.
Or that we're intermittently porking.
Yeah.
Which, it happens, bro.
I think it's normal as parents.
With a new, especially with that first.
It's hard to say though, because you don't know how active they was before.
True, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So if they've come from a really high sex type life,
like rabbits, yeah.
And then they don't have any, then it will be a really big deal for them.
Yeah.
But then...
But I do just think
you place it.
I do just think that first year of having a newborn child.
Yeah.
Tough,
I can see Tommy, because there's no shade on Molly here, but I feel like Tommy, just purely from the videos I see online, I feel like he's possibly the high sex drive individual.
You never know.
That's what I feel.
She might be a dog. She might be
barking in the bedroom.
Yeah, she might be going, Tommy, what? All over my fucking chest. Bullseye.
Being a mum's hard, man.
Yeah, but I hope you get your pork soon, Molly. Yeah. I hope Tommy gives you a right rodden.
Yeah, I don't know where we were supposed to go with this bit of info.
Fair dues, yeah. Is it because she's honest about it? Sure, if you want to be.
Yeah, I feel like she does
her... Well, she does do like mum's
vids
and that,
vlogs,
yeah.
Didn't she? Yeah, yeah, and she speaks about parenthood and stuff. So I feel like...
That's good.
Makes you relatable, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you've done it as well. But I see when you were doing like your mummy meals and stuff like that.
Yeah, people like
people
that.
People love that shit.
But then
yeah.
Olive just stopped eating everything new I gave her and she just wanted pasta and broccoli.
She
just wants pesto,
broccoli and peas.
People like, can you bring back mummy menus? No, she don't eat it.
So funny. You put peas on a plate, she goes, peas. But she fucking loves them. She goes,
yeah.
Shucking them in. But yeah, so pasta and peas and broccoli.
And a bit of cheese,
lovely. Yeah, it's the menu at the minute. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of dinner.
Yeah.
Like that segue. Dream dinner party, dead or alive.
Yep.
Which six people would you have at a dinner party with the pair of you, making it a party of eight? They can be dead or alive. Right, so let's split it. You get three, I get three.
Yep.
Who are you going with first?
I'd quite like... Who's the old guy who does all the animal stuff? Attenborough. David Attenborough. Quite like him.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I just love old people sometimes.
He's still with us, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is, yeah.
He's alive.
But I was just clarifying because I don't think he's got...
No, this sounds bad.
He's a national treasure. No, I fucking love him.
He's a national treasure.
It would be nice to have a dinner with him. I like that.
Exactly. Like, I feel like you could just ask him loads of questions.
Yeah, yeah. He's a cute man as well.
What's your favourite animal? Come on a stable day, David.
He's a wholesome man.
Yeah.
Get him to come and look at the wildlife in our garden.
Yeah, that would be cute. Who else? Or shall I let you have a turn?
No, you go.
I go again. Oh, okay. Maybe I'll
really struggle.
Maybe I'll seat the dead this time. Who's died?
Matthew Perry. I actually quite like that.
Yeah,
that's recently dead man.
That's a good answer. It wasn't my answer. I feel like that's your answer.
It's not my answer. I don't really need it.
I was gonna say Amy Winehouse, but
that sounds bad. I don't really need him there. But I don't, rest in peace yourself, but yeah, I don't need him at the party.
Big Friends fan, I'll have him. But I would have said Amy Winehouse, but she low key scares me. I don't know if it's the drugs.
Well, it depends. Are you bringing her back as like
pre-drugs or
like is she going bathroom to get on packet?
I don't know, because sometimes people's auras can make me a bit uncomfortable and I feel like energies, she is that. Yeah, she makes
okay
me
so you're not inviting
edge.
Her then?
No, but I'd like to talk to her, but maybe if okay, I have
well,
someone else there
someone else then.
It's like talking to a ghost.
Pick someone else then.
Okay, who else would I like to speak with? Maybe someone gay.
Sure. I mean, I'm here for it. Let's go.
Like a Louis Spence or something.
Louis Spence would be funny.
This is what I'm
saying.
He'd
be very funny. He'd bring
some
vibes.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's a very
Matthew
good one.
Perry, Louis Spence, David Attenborough. My table's open.
What a bunch.
I'll get the Ouija board for Matthew Perry.
No, he comes back alive. He comes back.
No, I know, but I was saying if I actually set out the table.
Oh, right, okay.
Ouija board.
Right, my three. very cliche, right? But there's a reason for it. I'm going to say...
If you name one footballer...
No.
Boring.
No, Drake.
Okay.
But because he seems really in tune with like all the streaming and YouTube culture. So I'd like to know...
You guys would be
how much he knows. Bro was watching the Tiki Toki versus John Zerka fight.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Bro's in on it. Like, yeah. He knows people.
Do you reckon he knows who you are?
I would assume he's seen something of the Sidemen, yes. What? Yeah, he's watched me play dance and get a woo. I would assume his eyes have, or he's been in a room where something's been on the TV, like even a thumbnail or something. Yeah. I would assume it's come up somewhere.
Yeah.
But do I think he probably knows of JJ.
I was going to say, have they ever spoken?
No.
If not.
But I think out of everyone, he probably knows of JJ,
yeah,
and would be able to say it's... Because like, he's bet on the Logan Paul fights and shit like that, so
yeah.
Like, he must know.
Yeah,
he bets on Jake Paul as well, so he must know that sort of...
Yeah, I'm so surprised they've not spoken.
I would invite him to the dinner party because, one, he's a fucking goat.
Yeah.
And I know, again, if people go, oh, what about Kendrick and J. Cole? Fucking Drake, man.
Yeah.
He's the goat. And also, I think I could very easily just chat to him about boxing fights. All this sort of shit, UFC, bets on UFC all the time. Just an easy chat.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice. And he's, yeah, cool. Now, who else? I'm really stuck.
Margot Robbie.
No.
You'd be nervous after.
Yeah, there's no need for that, is there? There's no need for that. We don't need her at dinner party. I'm shit at this. Who do I want to have a little...
Maybe a comedian.
Comedian would be good. Yeah, comedian. Who can I go with?
What about Jimmy Carr?
No, he's not my favourite. I'll just invite Hugh, mate.
Yeah.
Hugh laughs the same as him.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a comedian...
No one's dead yet.
I'll tell you what, Joe Rogan can come.
Yeah?
Yeah, Joe Rogan can come. And then the fucking... what's the guy... the space guy. He's done the podcast with Joe Rogan. Neil deGrasse Tyson. I've got Drake.
Yep.
Joe Rogan and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Boom.
I know Drake.
I got a bit of like fucking space universe talk.
Yeah. And then what about any women?
Yeah, to be fair, we've invited all men. Even you've invited all men.
Have I?
Yeah, you didn't invite a woman.
Well, I was going to invite Amy.
Yeah, and you sucked her off because her energy's off.
Yeah.
So, all right, if we're going to invite a lady.
Yeah, let's both invite a lady.
Let's invite a lady. Okay, so who am I swapping out? I'll swap Neil deGrasse Tyson out for a lady. I'll swap him out for... I'm trying to think of like...
I'm going Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston's good. Yeah, I suppose
right.
That makes sense.
Relax.
That makes sense. Because now you've got Matthew Perry and they've got like Bond already.
Oh, God, now I'm a third wheel.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. I just feel like she'd be fun.
Rihanna.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like she's just good. It's like she's been famous since she was really young. I've seen her come up. I respect it. She was the goat of one.
I used to wear
one of them fucking River Island Rihanna t-shirts of her with the red hair. Bro, I'm telling you now.
Think she's Leng?
Bruv.
Really?
This is going to sound deep. Not so much anymore, but...
Now she's had her children.
No.
Wow.
It's not that. That's not the case. Let's not do that. But there was a period of my high school to like call it... Holy
high
fuck.
School? You're American. Bloody hell.
Oh, brother, I would just watch Barbie. Come on now. There was a period of my life where I was rocking the River Island red... It was her red hair period.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Really?
Fuck me.
I've never heard you being a Rihanna face. Well, that's good. We look the same.
I'm not trying to hit Miss Ghost from Power. Anthony Joshua was fighting the other night. She couldn't keep her fucking eyes off the TV.
No, I didn't. No, I told you.
She's like marvelling at it. Like, no. This 100-inch Anthony Joshua on the fucking wall.
Well, you shouldn't have bought the TV so big. I found it funny. I wasn't staring at him.
He was.
Being a godly creature. No, I told you what it was. I told you what it was.
What was it then? His knob was looking at you, yeah?
So it was so massive and in your face that I found it so funny. And Ethan was like, what are you laughing at?
She was looking at his knob.
Ethan was like, you do realise they're cups. And I was like, oh, it's got to be a big cup then.
Of course it's a big cup. Have you seen the size of him?
But it was just through his shorts. I don't know. It just was just so in your face.
Yeah, so FIFA staring at Anthony Joshua's cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was staring at me.
It was the cup staring
at me. I merely glanced at the TV and almost knocked the eye out.
I look nothing like them, and you don't look
But
like
I've
them.
Always said my type is short ginger, well, not really short, but tattooed ginger men. Just happen to be short.
Okay, I'm average. I'm not sure, am I?
You're not average, you're under average. We've looked this up so many times. Proddy, give us a
To be fair, there was one comment I saw as well. It's like, who let
he's
that...
He's under average, and he says he's average all the time. What's UK male average height?
Yeah, it's 5'8". No, it's 5'8". It's 5'9". It's 5'9", isn't it?
5'10".
Oh, you are so
That's
below average.
That's gone up then. It was 5'9" last time.
Some tall babies. And what's the women's UK average? I'm over average, I think.
Yeah, you're a beast.
Yeah.
UK beast, you're a UK beast.
162 centimeters.
So
five, six.
What? That's the average.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Women are short.
You're just. You are a beast. You are a UK. But you're a UK beast.
Yeah.
Talking of short, there was one comment that made me laugh last night. I couldn't find it. Just then. It's like, who let that short twat in the pally? Well, yeah. Nice. Cool. Good dinner party, I reckon
that
is.
Yeah.
Lovely. Right, would you rather...
Go on.
Love that. Would you rather take a year off your life and add it onto Olive's, but you completely skip 2024 and wake up tomorrow having missed a year of seeing her grow up?
No.
Mine's no too, actually, because I feel like this next year is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say...
if you ask me when she's 30
She
odd,
may live to like 102 anyway, and then she's got another 2 years of just being
This
old.
Is all relative, isn't it? Because like at the current stage, I don't want to miss this next year at all.
Yeah.
This next year
and
is going to
be
amazing.
And
might
be like wars, and then I've had to make a live through war.
If she was like 28...
Yeah.
I could easily skip to 29.
Yeah.
Because like not much is going to change.
Yeah.
This year is
no
going to be...
No offence, Olive.
No offence, Olive. But like, not much has changed from me being 27 to 28.
There's nothing to say. I'm not going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I want to see her grow up.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see this next period, I think, of Olive growing up is going to be... So even now, it's just so
funny,
bro.
Yeah, she's funny.
Like, she waits having on it. Hey.
And she said mummy this morning,
didn't
she?
She did say mummy, yeah.
Oh my God, she's not said mummy ever. And then she looks at me and she went, mummy.
Yeah, she's getting good. She's getting really good with the words. She says certain ones that she actually does properly.
I know, it's like, you just said mummy, give me a cuddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not take that deal.
No.
Sorry, Olive. I've left your life as it is. I'm not giving you any added bonus. And as I didn't get a fucking bonus at any point, did I? You got fucking just live your life, bruv. You didn't get no bonus year.
Her dad, everyone.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather imagine a scenario where you could switch lives with each other for a week? Would you rather experience each other's past for that week, gaining insights into childhood memories and experiences, or fast forward to see a glimpse of each other's future?
God, no. What, my dad leaving? No.
What are you talking about?
What depressing what? Childhood? I don't want to go back to yours.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry. You got burned with a kettle.
No, not burned with a kettle.
You broke your leg?
No,
or your ankle?
I pulled a pot of gravy.
Oh, yeah, no, he wasn't abused.
No, yeah, you made it sound like I was fucking battered at home. No, yeah, they were making gravy.
You got skin graft?
Yeah, I've got skin graft. They was making gravy and I grabbed the jug off the side.
Yeah.
Like Olive would do now, where she just does that. I pulled it down.
Yeah.
And it melted my skin. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you go back to my childhood?
Nah.
Oh.
No, I've got no interest in horses and that. So
I didn't really have... horses in my childhood.
Well, what did you do in your childhood?
Play games, play out on the streets.
You tried to dress
friends.
Your brother up as a little girl.
I didn't try to, I did.
You did
And
do
then
that,
my mum told me off.
Yeah, so Faith got told off for cross-dressing her brother. Like, how old did you?
It was quite sadistic, really, because...
She made him do it. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah, he did say no, but I knew all my older brothers and his friends were coming round. I think I wanted to embarrass him.
That's bad.
Yeah, no, it
so
is.
So she made him, she's essentially got him in a corner.
I was only like 8, by the way.
And said, dress up like a girl now.
No, I dressed him up, gave him styling tips at least, but I put him in a long purple skirt and my mum told me off.
No, I wouldn't want to go to your past. You're a bully. That's what you are.
I was only 8.
You're an 8-year-old bully.
Yeah, maybe.
I would go to your future and see if you're still with me.
Well, that's sad, isn't it? That doesn't pray the fucking comments any good, does it? If you're sitting here thinking, oh, does she love me? I told you, buy me a ring and I ain't going nowhere. If you waste me time, I'm off.
I don't know. But yeah, fast forward, what would your future be like? I suppose you'd just be...
bearing children. Actually, yeah, take that bit for me. You just have the hardest week of my
pregnancy. So I've got to choose the hardest week?
Yeah, just to know what
being pregnant's
like.
I want the breeze of a week. I want a nice week.
A nice week?
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm telling you now, if I was a woman for a day, I'd just fuck myself all day.
Fuck yourself.
I would fuck myself.
To be fair, you should do it yourself.
Bro, I would fuck myself all day.
Yeah. Orgasms come quick, but you do it yourself.
You could not get me off it. I'd be fucking over and over again. I'd be a whore.
Would you just be fucked by so many men?
Everyone could get it. I'd go to the shop and say, boss, can I have the Mars bar? Just fuck me.
You wouldn't be fucked by a boss man?
Yes, man. Anyone can get it. No, I'd probably have standards. I'm quite picky.
I don't think you would.
No, I'm quite picky.
As long as they're a big man, you'd do it.
Big burly man.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, moving on from that a little bit. 2024 predictions. TikTok has been full of people making predictions for the year ahead. What do you guys think of some of these? So like I said, Attenborough.
Yeah. Pop his clogs.
I love him. That could be on my bingo list.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
I know it's not very nice, but hey, these things happen.
You're just picking on an old person at this point and saying there's a chance that an old person might die. That's not a very good odd, is it?
Don't make it out like that.
But it's just...
All right, anyway, this is what TikTok's been saying. There will be a big scandal involving the royal family. That happens like every fucking year, bruv. Elon Musk will sell X and will go back to being Twitter.
As he should. It's fucking shit. I didn't have Twitter, but I was more inclined.
Well, I like how on like internet and stuff, it is still twitter.com, but like the app and stuff is X. I don't think so. I actually quite like it. It's still my favourite platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I'm on it every day. I like Twitter. Twitter's good. But I've still called it Twitter. I don't call it X. What was so crazy at the darts last night, there was a boomer behind me and someone took a picture or something and he was like, yeah, that'll end up on X later. And I was like,
first person you ever heard call it X.
Bro.
Yeah.
I've never heard someone go, oh, you're going to post that on X. He was like, yeah, I'm on that X and Instagram, all that. I was like, what's going on? Holy shit, fair dudes. Ariana Grande will get pregnant. I don't mind.
Oh, have you seen the man she's with?
Who is she in like a, has she been with him long enough?
So what she did, this man that she's with, I don't know his name. He was with his old partner who he'd been with since school. The mother had just delivered their newborn child. He did a show with Ariana Grande. What's it called? Like in theatre, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And then he left her for Ariana Grande.
A kid called Dalton Gomez.
Bro, look what it looks like. No hate, you can look like what you want to look like. It's just not who I pictured
Dalton
Ariana with.
Gomez. To be fair though, she was with Pete Davidson for a while as well.
I think Pete's quite old.
Oh, he looks quite like Pete Davidson a little bit. He's a more cleaned up version of Pete.
What picture are you looking at? Show me. Yeah. Type in SpongeBob. No, that's not him. That's not him.
That's who she's with and engaged
Show
to.
Show me. It's not. That's her ex-partner. No, it's not. What? No. Right. Yeah. Now watch the reaction. No, it's a small ginger man, Ethan.
Is it?
Yeah. That's not him. Let me go on TikTok.
Oh, they divorced in 2023.
There you
Sorry.
Go.
Sorry. Yeah. It doesn't say here.
I think it's Ethan Slater. Is that right? Let me have a look.
Yeah. Ethan Slater. Okay. That's
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, fair dues.
And he's done like all weird.
Maybe he's got like a massive
baby
cock.
Kink.
Yeah, he's got maybe he's got like a humongous.
But look.
I mean, fair dudes, listen. Love, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, I don't know about that. He dipped his old school sweetheart who's just had their firstborn for Ariana Grande. He's a gold digger.
I wonder what his missus looked like before though.
She was all right. There's been pictures of her. She's not anything great or bad. Yeah, just a woman.
Maya, Jammer and Stormzy will get engaged. That one I could see.
Well,
happening.
One of us should really, shouldn't we?
Are you putting us on the same par as Maya, Jammer and Stormzy?
Absolutely.
Because guess what? We are not.
We got the same
body. They are worship.
We've got the same.
They are worship. They are like the UK's Beyonce and Jay-Z.
No, they are.
Really
People
are.
Ship them.
I rate it though. I
feel like because they've had their break and got back together, you may as well just commit now.
I mean, allegedly, again, he wronged her in the worst way.
What did he do?
Apparently, allegedly, he cheated on her way back when.
Oh.
When they was together initially.
Yeah.
That's why she split up with him.
Oh.
And didn't talk for ages.
But oh, Mal, why are you back with him then?
No, stop. Don't do that. Because they are the goats. They are,
but he cheated. Why do we get hated on? We yet to cheat or anything. We just come on the podcast and speak and everyone hates us.
You remind me of, you're that person in class, like, someone will be talking over there and then you get caught for talking and you go, but why are you shouting at me when they've been talking the whole time?
That's incorrect. You. No, I was actually really shy at school. I didn't say
no,
anything.
No, but that is your energy. You're like just then, like, why are we getting hate? We're not.
Yeah, but it's true.
But yeah, I can see that happening.
I even see the Randy split he's announced on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the comments I see on TikTok are, what, and yet Ethan and Faith are still together. I'm like,
bro,
why
that.
Are we getting
bro,
dragged
I see
into
that.
It?
And I see people going, first Chris and Shannon, Will and Mia, now Laura and Randy.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it's Ethan and Faith next. I'm reading it. I'm in dismay of what I'm seeing.
Bro, I just opened the TikTok like, oh, this will be a sad one. Hopefully Ethan and Faith next. Bro, what the fuck am I
they
doing
are
in
sat
here?
There hoping.
I know.
They are saying, I hope it's them.
We've not even done anything.
No, we're just here, bro. Oh, this one's interesting. One of the sidemen will get into a sex tape scandal.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
It's not you, because I've asked to film sex and Ethan said no.
I don't want to run that risk.
Ethan says I don't want to watch that.
And also, yeah, I don't want to watch myself pork. I think it will be mortifying.
Yeah, like just
and by
for
the way,
not bloke.
You asked when I was still rotund and saggy with no skin. I think if I got into decent nick, I'd be all right with it.
So would you film a sex tape now?
Give me another 6 weeks.
Okay.
And maybe.
Maybe it'd be us.
Because again.
Maybe me and Ethan will watch it back and be like, actually, we look quite good. Should we leak it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll leak this. Can we charge?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, remember what I said to you the other day when I saw a tweet a couple of years ago and it was on. Can I say this? It was on Black Twitter. Black Twitter is really funny. I actually rate Black Twitter. I'm a big fan of their tweets. But they tweeted saying, white people having sex look like Christmas turkey. And they do. The man is on top all hunched and then the legs are on the side. We look like Christmas turkeys having sex. No. I don't want to, again, so I live life through these eyes here, yeah? I don't know what I look like doing things.
Yeah.
Until it's filmed. I don't know if I want to watch myself have sex.
I just thought it would be funny.
It would be
anything.
Funny.
I don't think we're like hot.
I think it'd be fucking mortifying.
Yeah, no, but I think so, that's funny.
So nasty.
I think that's funny,
all 1 minute 30 of it.
Not even. Boomerang.
Fucking whack a gif up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, David Attenborough will pass away. Did you add that on here? No. Oh, so people were just thinking that anyway.
Bro's just picking on old people.
No, I'm not. TikTok is.
He's like 97.
Yeah, bro's... Bro,
no, let him. He'll go to 100.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah,
I reckon
he's going to go to 100.
He's a good man.
Good men live to 100.
And life is on his side.
Exactly.
Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner have a baby.
They may as well.
Fair day. She's already got...
That's what I'm saying. Two? Baby daddies,
two now?
Yeah.
Two?
I don't know.
One Direction reunite for a charity event. That'd be cool.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd go.
You would? Yeah, yeah.
I'd
you like One Direction.
Please.
birthday present. Another Sidemen baby or engagement.
Ooh,
who knows, mate?
I saw people in the comments of the last podcast say that we're having a baby because I cried. No. Just upset and stressed.
Yeah, I said to Faith, no, you was reliving the trauma.
Women aren't allowed to be stressed without being on their period or pregnant.
No. However, remember I said to you the other day, feminists, they hate me now.
The misogynist that is Ethan.
Don't say that. But anyway, they found me and certain clips of the podcast. They fucking hate me.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple since. It was like, they're filming a podcast and his missus crying. He's just going, bro, why are you crying?
That like, is true,
I couldn't think of being with him. That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. That you didn't
if we was
really
in any other
me,
scenario, right, not here... I probably would have been like, oh, that's cute.
What, keep them crying?
No, I would have, but we're sat here filming something. I was like, why are you crying? Yeah. But yeah, they hate me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Well, I said in my group chat to the boys, I think I'll be at very least an engaged man this year.
Yay.
I'm fucking a bit more excited.
Well, I just don't know with you.
What do you mean you just don't know with me? That's good.
I don't know, because I said it's got to be before March, haven't I?
Mm.
But then I don't think you're going to do that. So what are you going to do it on, like, December 24th?
No, no,
there's
that's
more,
cringe.
There's more
that's
days
vile.
Of the year than that. Give me a minute. 30th.
No, is that, no. I think anything, no.
But I just what month would you do it in then? What months do you think you'd do it in?
April 1st.
No.
April 1st, April Fool's. And it's actually a Harry...
I'll sign the prenup on April Fool's then.
It's actually, the prenups are fucking pointless in this country. There's no point in them. Northwest releases her first song. She's actually been...
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's been spitting bars on it.
Oh.
No, she hasn't, but people are predicting that.
Oh.
We're still on the predictions.
Idiot. Yeah,
but
yeah. Yep.
Any predictions of your own? What do you think will happen in 2024?
I'd like to think more babies for us.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You want a bun in the oven?
Yeah, I do.
Are you ready to relive the carrying of a child?
I feel like I've forgotten the trauma.
I can only imagine that being so... Do you know what, actually? I'd like to go to a past week where she was in your stomach and big. I want to know, because I'm never going to know that feeling.
Yeah, bro, you just was not attracted to me.
I would choose to flash back to like seven, not the 9 months or 8 months, because you just... bloomed. You was massive.
Can I just say your sexual attractiveness, bro, didn't touch me.
But I think I'm over that.
You're
now.
One of them boys where it's like some men love a pregnant woman because they just think, wow, that is so womanly. You're birthing children, and then you get ones like Ethan that like.
I never said that, but I think I'm over that now. I would choose to go back to about 7 months of you being pregnant and just want to know when she's kicking and shit. I want to know how that feels. It must be mental.
I just remember one part that I didn't like of being pregnant is when, because she was breached the whole time, at one point I felt her go halfway twist. To twist. Bro, I didn't like that.
Yeah, see, I want to know
how that
feels.
And then she went back,
like.
But it was like a whole big... Because she's like, I'm such a small woman. Under these baggy clothes, right, I'm such a...
You are tiny, yeah.
And even then, I was even smaller then, God. But yeah, it's so odd.
Mm.
So odd. But even now, I get phantom kicks.
Yeah.
Which are phantom kicks when you feel like you've still got a baby and you can feel all your... Feel like you're being kicked, but you're not being kicked.
Mm. Well, what do I predict is going to happen? I predict that.
Yeah, I predict a riot.
I predict that West Ham will finish seventh
That's
or above
so
in the
boring.
Premier League.
That's so
I
boring.
Predict that Man City walk the league again.
I think JJ gets engaged.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
I think JJ's like, I don't really speak to him or anything, but I think he's about family life now. I feel like he's done his boxing, he's done his singing. I feel like he wants family life now. So I think at least he gets engaged.
Fair dues. I don't think he's popping a child anytime soon.
Do you not?
No. No.
I do think he engaged though. Because he wrote a song about her.
Oh.
And that's his person really, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up the first podcast of the year.
Jeez.
Growing Pains is off to a flying start. You guys know what to do. Follow the Instagram at Growing Pains Insta. Join the Doghouse channel. Faith is still sending memes. And I found the Ginger Man emoji.
I found it.
Because all everyone ever does when I post in there is react with the fucking Ginger Man emoji. I don't get any other reaction. It's just Ginger Man, Ginger Man, Ginger. 600 Ginger Men reacting.
Bro's getting cyberbullied.
Bro, get Ginger Man everything I say.
It's funny though.
It's quite funny though, so I'll give you that. Join that channel through the Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like the video. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify or wherever you're listening.
And New Year, so I only hate when you have something new to moan about.
And I want to say to you guys, I wish you a happy and prosperous 2024. I hope you all have a blinder and I wish you all very well.
Bye.